about the league rule, the celebrations are okay, but you still can't twerk. That was passed today. How do you show players what they can and can't do?
I think you're going to have to take a longer time to explain to me what twerking is. No idea. But anyways, I think, look, the game, you know, it's supposed to be a game that's it's a very competitive game. It's a tough game, but it's fun. These guys have fun playing. And I think in the end, that's what the league is trying to, quote unquote, allow these guys to do, is to continue to have fun. If it steps over the bounds of certain things, as we all know, in normal society, then it's got to get flagged. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to show, especially our team. We got a bunch of great guys. They understand what it means, and we'll show them examples of what you can and can't do. And I think the league is just trying to, you know, continue to make sure that the fans and the players have fun.
What can you talk about Dwayne not being?
Nothing.
Bill, what'd you get done today? How'd you feel about what you got done?
Feel good about the 2 days that we've had here. You know, these guys really compete hard against each other. You know, it's OTAs. It's no pads. It's not real football. It's a chance for you to come out here and work on certain things like the passing game and, you know, conditioning and things like that and different drills to try to get better individually and as a unit and all three units. So I think we've gotten a lot accomplished. We've got a great bunch of guys here. They work really hard. They compete against each other. It's been fun being around them.
I know you're very busy with the offense. Did you see much of JJ today, and what do you think about where he is right now?
JJ's doing great. He's been here all offseason. He's working hard. You know, it's tough enough to block him in pads, let alone out of pads. So he's doing great, and you know, like we all know, he'll be ready to go.
What's the mood like on these first 2 days when you guys haven't been together much since the season, and you finally get back on the field, even though it's limited, just being back here together?
Yeah, we've been together now. This is our fifth, sixth week, whatever it is, together, and that's what we're here for, to coach, and we just really enjoy being around these players. So we're excited about any time we get a chance to coach these guys. You know, the off season when they're not around, we definitely miss them. I mean, that's what we're here for, to coach, and we really enjoy working with these guys.
Save two more.
Who's that? He's doing a good job. He's working hard. He's picking up things every day, and he's doing a good job out here. Oh, it's always both. It's always both. I mean, those other guys have been here a little bit longer than Deshaun, but Deshaun's executed well, so it's both. I mean, you have to be able to process the information and come out on the field and execute it. You know, that's just – it's a combination of both. So practice is always about execution. That's what we're trying to do, have perfect execution. And, you know, you never really achieve that, but you're always striving for that.
To head off some speculation, what do you feel about the health status of the team just right this early on before the season starts?
I feel good about the health of this team. I mean, we do have some soft tissue injuries that always occur during this time of the year, some hamstrings, some quads, but you know, nothing that's major, serious. Guys are coming back from off-season surgery, like, you know, Brian Cushing's not participating right now, but that's just, he's played a lot of football for us. He'll be ready for training camp, and there's nothing more important than the health of the team, and I feel good about the health right now.
Coach,